You're very welcome to On The Ball here on WLR. Tomás McCarthy sitting in for Gavin Whelan over the next hour. Coming up on this evening's show, former Waterford and Westmeath boss Michael Ryan will reflect on 9 in a row for Ballygunner. We'll hear from county final heroes Stephen O'Keefe, Pádraic Mahony, Shane O'Sullivan, Colin Dunford and Johnny Wall. And later in the hour, we'll speak to West Waterford Autograss champion Jen Houlihan. But first,
lining up the ball, Ozzie Gleeson. He bends, he lifts, he strikes. Oh, what a save by Saki there! Come at the hour, come at the man! Davy Fitzgerald, get down on your knees if you want a good goalie. We have one in Waterford. Ozzie hit it well, brilliant save. From the puck out, ball breaks. Mikey Mahony just grabs him a cut, so he's going for the 20-metre line to the man off his shoulder. He gives it, takes his chance for a goal. Oh, it's back at the net there. Mikey Mahony, Pádraic Mahony, Mahony to Mahony, back at the net. What a run by Mikey. What a finish by older brother Pádraic.
And that goal has been coming, Keaton. They've been getting the run on the mound sign backs for a while. 2-1 again. Took it in. Great pass by Mikey to Pádraic. Pádraic had a lot to do from a tight angle, but placed it across the goalkeeper into the bottom left-hand corner. Really good goal, but a big setback for Mount Sign.
To Austin Gleeson. Ozzie going on one of his runs. Away goes Ozzie, trying to get away from Shane O'Sullivan. Ozzie showing his fitness. Ozzie showing his skill. Ozzie just a lovely dummy there. Gets away from Paddy Levy. Inside the 45. Off the hurley. Takes his shot.
That's,
oh my
goal.
God, that's class personified. The Messi of hurling, shows why we call him that. Class by Ozzie, inspiration from the captain.
I'm actually going to write the letter F over that point, Keon. Absolutely fantastic. Got the ball in his own 45. Veered right across the pitch. Shane O'Sullivan chased him as long as he could. Two other defenders
came, yeah.
He couldn't catch it again. He'd used his two catches. But off the hurley, straight over the bar. A fantastic point.
Austin Gleeson leading by example. PJ Fanning gets it but leaves it. And the ball comes into Peter Hogan's face for Ballygunner. Has a look, takes his shot. What a goal by Peter Hogan! He took the ball, he backed himself, top of the left hand corner. Gavinho Regan, no chance. We've played 54 minutes. Peter Hogan delivered a beauty.
That's what they do, they break onto the breaking ball. And from Ian O'Regan's point of view, he's unsighted by the fullback, but an absolutely unstoppable shot into the top left hand corner of the net. A goal worthy of winning any final.
Yes, that fantastic strike from Peter Hogan sealing a record equaling 9 in a row for Ballygunner at a rain-lashed Welsh Park yesterday. Kieran O'Connor and Michael Ryan on duty there for WLR as the Gunners defeated great rivals Mount Sion 2-11 to 8 points. A man of the match display from goalkeeper Stephen O'Keefe with 4 stunning saves, including that first half penalty stop from Austin Gleeson. Peter Hogan and Pádraic Mahony found the net in either half as Darragh O'Sullivan's men made it an incredible 48 games unbeaten in Waterford. Well, after the game, I caught up with the aforementioned Michael Ryan and asked him firstly about what was the difference between the two teams on the day.
Well, I suppose people will probably point out the fact and say Mount Sion didn't play to their potential, but you have to look at Ballygunner. I mean, right around the pitch, first of all, almost winter conditions here today. Their hurling is so good, their use of the ball is so good, that they'll inevitably get the ball to the man in the best position. And when you add in that their attitude and their teamwork and their ability to fight and never give up, I mean, the combined packages, they're better than anybody else, and they can get scores when they need to get scores. They can get the ball to the man in the best position. Dizzy chips over a few points. Then O'Keefe comes on as a sub. You know, right through the pitch, they bring on subs that be on any other team. And the real answer to your question, Tomás, is they're simply better than anybody else. And, you know, and they never get carried away. I think their manager is an excellent manager, and their backroom team, David Franks and Darragh O'Sullivan, you know, and the work of the fellas that have come before them. And they have an insatiable attitude and hunger to win. And, of course, they were probably driven a little bit today by trying to win 9 in a row. Now they're in their club, and Tomás, don't be surprised if they go on and on and on.
Have you ever witnessed a better display of goalkeeping in a county final than what Stephen O'Keefe put on today, Michael?
Well, to me, Stephen O'Keefe is the best goalkeeper in the country. And I think he will someday go on to be an outstanding coach. He was in this year talking to the Waterford under 20 defenders. I think his ability to become an outstanding coach. But somebody said there's a slight chance he might come back to Waterford hurling. I hope he does. I'm not sure that's going to happen. But look, to beat Stephen O'Keefe, you've got to produce the shot of the almost the shot of the year, because that's how good he is. And not alone that, he organises his backs. His puckouts are very, very good. He's so aware, he's so alert. He's also a very modest kind of guy. He's a top-class keeper, and, you know, I don't think there's ever been a better goalkeeper in Waterford than Stephen O'Keefe.
If you were Waterford manager, Michael, would you be putting in the call to Stephen O'Keefe to reconsider his decision to retire from Intercounty Hurling?
I'd be sitting outside his door, and I'd be telling him, until you commit to the cause, I'm staying here. I'm not leaving here until you say yes. And I hope he does, because he's still a young man. And now he's back living in Waterford again. He has so much to offer.
Who were the other standout performers for Ballygunner today, Michael?
Well, somebody mentioned the fact that Peter Hogan had only got a point in the championship up to now in four championship games. I thought he was exceptional today. The man, he's centre forward and full forward, very, very good. Paul, again, put in his shift. But right through the pitch, I mean, Shane O'Sullivan, that people talk about his age, he's 35 and a bit years of age. And yet, he's 12 county medal today. You know, he can do the business. But a special mention to Ian Kenny, the cornerback, because Jamie Gleeson had a really good game in the semi-final. But today, the first five balls came in. Ian Kenny was out of the ball first, won the ball, but not alone that. He used the ball really, really well. But look, Ballygunner was a team of stars, and on the biggest day of all, they all produced an A-game performance.
Where did Mount Sion come up short today, Michael?
Well, to be honest, you know, I worried for Mount Sion when I saw the conditions this morning, because if you look at the Mount Sion forward line, there's three or four of those guys, Alan Kerwin, Jack Meaney, Jamie Gleeson. You know, they're young fellas, and they're lacking probably a little bit of pace, and lack a little bit of physical strength. And, you know, I always felt the conditions mightn't suit them. But they came up short because they met a better team. And sometimes when you meet a really top-class team, you've got to hold your hands up and say, we met somebody who was better than us. There were some really good performances in Mount Sion. I thought their fullback, Luke O'Brien, was excellent. In fairness to Owen Whelan, he battled away. Stephen Roach will always give you that kind of performance. Austin battled really hard. But at the end of the day, when you add up to combine some of the talent on the Mount Sion team and the Ballygunner team, at this point of time, at the moment, Ballygunner simply have a better team.
Did they need to take their goal chances as well, Michael, the top of the team, like Ballygunner, and did a couple of big ones this afternoon?
They did. But just go back to Moss before that. Ballygunner had a couple of chances to pick off points in the early stages of the game. But they were looking for a goal to be ready to game. They didn't get goals. But had they picked off three or four more points, I think the game would have been over at half-time. Mount Sion will probably rue the penalty, you know. But again, he struck the ball really well. Maybe he could have kept it a bit lower. But again, Stephen O'Keefe, just very hard. And also, I mean, just before that, there was a save from Jamie Leeson. And there was also a save in the second half, I think, was from Jack Kennedy, or the sub came on. But, you know, when you come up against Stephen O'Keefe, it's very hard to take your goal chances. But from Mount Sion will be disappointed, because in county final day, you hope to produce a top-class performance. Unfortunately for them, and it was a good year for them, you know, they played some really good hurling. They probably didn't get enough for test in the rest of the games at the Waterford Championship. Apart from the semi-final, they won their other games easily. But Ballygunner won. Their average winning margin this year again is 12 points, and somebody said their average winning margin in the last 8 county finals or 9 county finals is the closest somebody's got them in the county final in nine years, and that's a measure of the team that Ballygunner are.
Did they show greater strength and depth, Michael, to be able to bring on a sub of the calibre of Billy O'Keefe?
Yeah, Billy O'Keefe came on and got 2 great points. People like Harry Ruddle wasn't even playing. Jake Foley, I wouldn't know Jake Foley, because he was on the Waterford under 20 panel this year. He came on and got a very good goal against Limerick. But look, they won the intermediate championship. They only for a gallant colleague in performance yesterday, they would have won the junior as well. And they got to the minor final. There's a load of players out in Ballygunner, and they're all playing the same system. Somebody saw the under-14 team and said they're playing the same way as the senior team. They're doing an awful lot of things right. We might whinge in Waterford about Ballygunner's population. This is not about population. This is about organisation. If things were about population, China would be playing India in the World Cup final. It's not about population. It's about organisation. It's about a system. It's about right from the chairperson of the club down to the club committee, down to the coaches, down to the players. And Ballygunner have perfected that. And the biggest single reason of all is they work so hard, they're well organised, and on big days, they have the players who can perform.
How far can they go now in the Munster and All-Ireland club?
Well, it's going to be a slightly different game in November. I think if they come out of Munster, they'll be fine. Because then they're probably going to be playing in Croke Park, and the conditions of Croke Park are perfect. There might be one or two dodgy performances in Munster. They might find it hard, but at the end of the day, no team in this province will want to play Ballygunner, because at the moment, they're the best team around.
I want to ask about a couple of other Waterford hurling matters before we go. Michael, obviously David Fitzgerald has pointed as new Daisha manager, and he's brought in Owen Kelly from Tipperary and former Waterford hurler Peter Queeley as part of his backroom team. What was your reaction to that news earlier this week?
Well, first of all, I mean, I was surprised by the amount of people moaning and groaning about it, because at the end of the day, there wasn't exactly a queue of people looking for the job. And to me, from what I've heard, Davey was the most credible candidate. He was with Waterford before. He had reasonable success. He went on then to Clare and won in All-Ireland. and then he went to Wexford and improved them as well. And he's probably a better manager now than he was 10 years ago. So I think, first of all, we need to get behind him and give him a chance. As regards his backroom team, Peter Queeley would have worked on him before. I think we selected him for 3 or 4 years. He's also very experienced on the club scene. He was the last man to win a county final apart from Ballygunner with Passage in 2013. And I would know Owen Kelly from Tip personally because I managed his club, Burton Hone, back in 2009. And Owen Kelly is the best player I ever heard to speak in a dressing room. And he's very, very respected. But not alone did he talk about it, but he went out and did it on the field of play. He was coaching with Tipperary for a few years. He'd surely bring something to it. And it'll be very interesting when Waterford play Tipperary in the Munster Championship, because you'll have Liam Cahill and his gang. And I'd like to acknowledge the fact that Liam did a very, very good job in Waterford. But now he's come up against another man. It's a bit like Lennigan's ball. One stepped in and one stepped out again. So we're going to have great fun in the Munster Championship. But to answer your question about Davy, I'm actually looking forward to this. But I think now we need to stop whinging and stop moaning about him, and let's get behind him.
Davy has been in a lot of club games over the past couple of weeks, Michael. Any players that could potentially break onto the panel for 2023 when he puts it together?
Well, unfortunately, I haven't seen a huge amount of players. One player I'd like to see on the panel is Luke O'Brien today. I thought Luke brought his A game to the table. The problem with Waterford is we're probably short some big guys up front who can win their own ball. Fellas with the physique of Austin Gleeson, we're probably short, you know, when the Brick played, those fellas in their heyday, they were able to win their own ball. Seamus Pendergast, not too many of those around. But look, he's seen probably more games than I have. And hopefully some few new faces will prop up. And it's funny, like, you can have some, over the years, there's been a history of some, you know, average enough players at club level brought into a county setup, and suddenly they improved and things got better when they had better players around them. But Luke O'Brien, to me, is one that stands out. From Ballygunner's point of view, you know, I'd like to see, it would be great to see Stephen O'Keefe back. I'm not so sure. I wouldn't mind seeing those two midfielders and getting a go as well, Conor Sheehan and Paddy Levy. People tell me that Paddy Levy can't strike the ball a long distance, but when Paddy Levy gets rid of the ball, it inevitably ends up in the hands of one of his own teammates in a better position. And that, to me, is a good starting point for any midfielder.
Just finally, Michael, Dan Shanahan retired from club hurling at the age of 45 after giving 30 seasons to Lismore. How would you reflect on his career?
Well, I suppose I had what I would call the privilege of being involved in Waterford 2007 and a part of 2008 when Dan was playing. And first of all, what people don't realise about Dan is Dan looked after himself 100%. He really looked after himself. He did his gym work. He did his homework. He hurled really well, he trained really well, and some of the goals he scored, particularly against Cork and Kerry, Cork and Tipperary, I'd imagine when he retired, people and defenders in Cork and Tipperary were able to go back and get a good night's sleep again, because he was exceptional. He was able to win his own ball, got some great scores, an exceptional player, gave Waterford wonderful service, and also, I mean, by all accounts, he's a top class coach. He's doing well with Bennis Bridge and Kilkenny. He was giving colleague in hand. And, he always wore his hat on his sleeve. Himself and Morris made no secret of their love for their own club and their pride in playing for Lismore. And that's a good starting point for any player. And Ballygunner players have that in spades, so have Mount Sion. But an incredible career. And, I think he's right to hang up his boots. But what a contribution he's made to his club and his county over the last 25 years since 93. Is it 30 years? That's 30 seasons. That's a stat that'll be very hard to beat.
Well, Michael Ryan, former Waterford and Westmead hurling manager, thanks a million for your time today.
Privilege.
Into the corner it goes for the Ballygunnerman. Billy O'Keefe wins the ball. Billy O'Keefe is fouled, and the teacher wins a free at a crucial stage, because Mount Sion were just starting to come more and more into it. But every time Mount Sion score, back come the champions.
But imagine, Kieran, they take off Patrick's shoulder and they bring on Billy O'Keefe. It's a bit like the Jaws film, just when you thought it was safe to go back into the water and the shark appears again. Yeah. And that's a measure of this Ballygunner panel. I mean, they have so many options, so many good players.
On the ball, on WLR, first for Waterford Sports.